This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisan and Noel Lim. 7:36 in the morning, Tuesday the 29th of December. And that means in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill. Noel, what's happening today?
Well, Malaysia dealt with multiple crises this year, the pandemic and political upheaval. So from the Sheraton move to the Sabah elections, we revisit some very revealing conversations on the breakfast grill with some of our key political actors.
Interesting stuff. So that's going to be happening later on after the 8 o'clock news. Be sure to tune in for that. But in the meantime, we are looking at the Asian retail sector and whether or not it will remain resilient in the coming year. The pandemic has made it difficult for retailers in the first half of 2020, but consumer spending has largely stayed buoyant as economies reopened in the second half.
Yeah, and China has been a major consumption driver in the region, with the pandemic brought under control and normal life resuming from the third quarter. Retail sales of consumer goods in China went up 5% on year in November. For the rest of Asia, though, the outlook of retail recovery will depend on whether recent surges of the virus can be tamped down. And all eyes will be on the vaccination rollouts expected early next year.
So for more thoughts on how the retail sector will fare in 2021, we speak to Catherine Lim, Asia Consumer Senior Analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for joining us. So let's start with a summary of how COVID-19 has impacted the retail sector here in Asia.
Right. I think the retail sector definitely felt the heat from the coronavirus this year. And obviously, we started off seeing the impact on mainland China. That lasted for about 2 months. And fortunately, they were able to actually recover and contain the coronavirus outbreak in the country. That actually then spread subsequently to the rest of Asia. And that's where I think the rest of Asia, we're still feeling the heat from the outbreaks and the recurrence of the outbreaks. I think multiple countries, if you look at Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong, up in the north, where the weather is now obviously a lot colder into the winter season, it remains uncertain whether they will be able to actually keep the waves of new outbreaks down over the next 1 to 2 months.
Do you agree that China will be the key growth market in 2021?
So based on the trajectory right now, and obviously I think many of us, many of the listeners, we are keeping our fingers crossed that we do not see new coronavirus outbreaks in certain countries, particularly in countries like mainland China. Then if that is the case going into 2021, we definitely will see that rebound, that recovery in retail sales, particularly coming through from China. It's a big country and there are enough consumers within the country itself to actually support the growth of different sectors, including, their own economy into 2021. So yes, it's definitely going to be the key market to look at. And bear in mind again that, in the first half of the year, they will come from a very low base this year because, again, as mentioned earlier, we've first seen the heat of the coronavirus impacting the country over February to March itself. So you're going to come from a low base and see that growth coming through in 2020.
So still on the retail sales growth, besides China, which countries do you think will come out on top and which ones will be struggling across the region in 2021?
Right. Yeah, that's a $1 million question right now, because I think every day as we actually turn on to the news itself, we hear new waves, new cases coming up. And I think right where we are right now, I am keeping my fingers crossed that as we step into the spring of 2021, as the weather warms up, and as countries like Japan starts to actually get ready for the delayed Olympics in July, August, sentiment within the country itself will get better. So that's one country to actually look at. South Korea, I like to do a contrarian call on this because we have actually seen some of the positives coming through when they are actually one of the first few countries to actually have a green lane agreement with mainland China. And we started seeing some of the business travelers going back and the numbers were fairly positive. I'm hoping that if they can actually keep the coronavirus outbreak under control, South Korea will be another market to look at.
So what factors will determine how well the retail sector will do across this region?
I guess it's related to what we've actually discussed earlier. There's a lot of sentiment involved in the current situation right now. I think that is the key that will actually affect spending on non-essential goods by the consumers across the region. And this is a new normal that the consumers are facing right now, whether it's them being able to actually do more social gatherings out there, or would they be able to actually come together in bigger groups. I think this will probably be more subdued compared to pre-pandemic levels. But I think the wealth effect is that consumers are generally still cash-rich. And I do think that, you know, with the right sentiment itself, they will be in a position to actually spend in 2021.
Will online buying trend continue in 2021? And what other trends will gain traction?
I think buying online is definitely a trend that will stay with or without pandemic. And as you've highlighted, yes, the coronavirus pandemic accelerated the whole process. And specifically, it actually helped expedite the way retailers are selling through digital platforms, marketing through digital platforms, and even at the back end when it comes to logistics, whether it's from the initial supply right down to the last mile deliveries. I think over the last 12 months, what we have seen is that there's been a lot of investment, and the efficiency of buying online, the ease and the efficiency of buying online has improved tremendously. So that is definitely a trend that will continue to be the case into 2021. To your next question, what are the other trends that I am expecting? I think definitely when it comes to the importance of live streaming and marketing through digital, I think that is also a trend to stay. It will change the way how traditional retailers launch new products or roll out their promotional campaign. And I think the beneficiaries of this will definitely be some of the internet companies, or into 2021, as many of us already know, there will be more social media companies like Kuaishou from China, almost your equivalent of TikTok, etc., coming to the market. So that is definitely a sector to actually watch out for in 2021 and beyond.
Catherine, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning. That was Catherine Lim, Asia Consumer Senior Analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, talking to us about some of the trends that she expects to see in retail and particularly online as we head into 2021. But right now we are about to get into some messages. And then up next, speaking with Datuk Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, former Minister of Health and Chair of the Selangor Task Force on COVID-19, to discuss the pandemic situation in the country. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.